On New Year's Day 2009, a white police officer with San Francisco's Bay Area Rapid Transit fatally shot an unarmed African-American man. The killing stirred racial tension in Oakland. The officer resigned and now faces a charge of second-degree murder. The trial begins today in Los Angeles because a judge ruled a fair trial in Oakland was impossible. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has this report, and we warn listeners it contains audio of the shooting.
There is no doubt that Johannes Messerli shot and killed Oscar Grant. The jury will see several cell phone videos shot from different angles of the night Oscar Grant was killed on a crowded train platform in Oakland. Grant and two companions had been pulled off of a train after reports of a fight. In one video, Grant is seen sitting against a wall and appears to have his hands up. Then the police pick him up and push him face first to the platform. One officer has his knee on Grant's back. There appears to be a momentary struggle. Then Officer Johannes Messerli, a two-year veteran, stands, draws his weapon, and fires. The victim, Oscar Grant, was a 22-year-old supermarket worker and father. Days after his death, protesters rioted in downtown Oakland. At a far more peaceful prayer vigil last week, Grant was hailed as a martyr.
I am Oscar Grant!
Oscar Grant was also a parolee who had been arrested five times in his young life and had spent nearly 2 years in jail. Just before his death, he had been looking for help to change his life and went to talk with his uncle, Cephas Johnson.
And his conversation centered around the fact that, you know, I basically have made some bad choices. He talked about how much he loved his daughter and began to take a look in the future about what he wanted to do for himself and his family. And I can say I believe he was more or less scared straight.
The judge in the trial, Robert Perry, has ruled that the jury can hear about Grant's criminal record, particularly one incident in 2006 when he resisted arrest after a traffic stop. Daryl Stallworth, an Oakland defense attorney and former prosecutor who has been following the case, says the judge made the right call.
And sometimes, in my experience, what the victim is doing or what the victim may have done in similar situations can help a jury sometimes understand why the defendant behaved in the way that he did.
But Messerli's defense has to walk a fine line, too, because it does not want to appear to be putting the victim, Oscar Grant, on trial. What the defense will try to do is make the then 27-year-old Johannes Messerli a sympathetic figure, says Stallworth.
We have to really understand that the jurors, for the most part, if we want to be real honest, are going to consider police officers sort of heroic.
Not a lot is known about Messerli. He grew up in the Napa wine country and was reportedly an average student at three different high schools. After the Oscar Grant shooting, he refused to speak with BART investigators and resigned from his job.
We also don't know what exactly Officer Messerli saw.
Stephen Meister is a Los Angeles defense attorney.
When Oscar Grant was on his belly on the ground, trying to get up, trying to avoid being handcuffed. We don't know if Officer Messerli perceived the presence of a weapon. Before they were able to get him cuffed and thoroughly searched, Officer Messerli did not know whether Oscar Grant was armed or not.
According to his defense attorney, Michael Raines, Messerli didn't intend to draw his gun and shoot Grant, but rather he meant to pull out his newly issued taser. He faces a second-degree murder charge. It's not known whether Messerli will ever take the stand in his own defense. The trial is expected to last at least a month. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland.